Auto Lane.
And BriggsAuto.com.
Get in the game.
Here we go!
Hello and welcome into the game. I'm Tyler Dreiling, joined by Mitch Fortner on today's show. A lot to get into in a condensed version as we're going to be handing it off to K-State Baseball at 5:30 tonight. The Badcats are in action at Kauffman Stadium, of all places. K-State taking on nationally ranked Arkansas tonight on the heels of a nice series victory over West Virginia over the weekend. So only with you until 5:30, but on today's show, my thoughts on K-State's spring game from Saturday. The K-State basketball team completes its 2017-18 roster with an addition over the last 24 hours. An update on the Royals, who are still about as good at hitting right now as I would say I am at the plate. It's also draft week, NFL draft week, with Jordan Willis expected to be taken sometime in the first or second round of this weekend's NFL draft. But an update on exactly where his stock is at, along with K-State linebacker Elijah Lee and Jabroni of the Week. We'll wrap things up at 5:20 today instead of 5:50.
Well, just got a call from John Kurtz. There's been a change, guys. The K-State-Arkansas game will now start at 5:30 because of potential rain tonight. So pregame will start at 5, so we're just going for the hour. So that means we'll have to make a few changes.
So wait to just go ahead and crap on the entire rundown that I just gave for today's
That's
show.
That's why I had to cut in.
Okay. All right, so we're going to have to move some things up. There is one thing that I did not mention, and I still think we will be able to work it in today. If not, maybe we can save it for tomorrow because I know John wanted to talk about it as well. But we talked a lot last week about the story with Penn State and James Franklin offering up to the media saying you can participate in our spring game and you can field kicks and punts. Well, I happened to ask a member of K-State's kick coverage team, DJ Reed, how hard he would hit me or hit members of the media if they fielded a punt in their game. And you'll want to hear that audio. I'm hoping that we can bring that to you sometime today. Again, K-State Baseball getting moved up to 5:30. That means our coverage will start at the top of the next hour at 5 o'clock. So let's get into it right away since we're going to be short today. K-State spring game, the Purple squad wins it 38-6 in a game that really the headline from it was the fact that K-State was missing about a dozen players from the game with various injuries, most of them not very significant or not ones that are going to affect their status for the upcoming season. But there were four or five starters that were among those 12 players that did not play. So everything that happened in the game you had to take with a little bit of a grain of salt, knowing that some of K-State's better offensive linemen were not in there, defensive linemen not in there. K-State's arguably their two best receivers, Byron Pringle and Dominique Heath, were not in there. And then, oh yeah, the starting quarterback, Jesse Yurts, obviously not playing either. So as always, the spring game was a game in which you can develop some conclusions as far as an individual basis, but not really collectively as a team. And I thought looking at it on an individual basis, there were more positives than negatives. I thought with the quarterback, Skylar Thompson looked really, really sharp early on, not as much toward the end of the game, but he showed good chemistry with his receivers against K-State's number one defense. You were going against DJ Reed and Duke Shelley, and I thought that his throws looked very crisp. He looked poised. He looked confident for a guy that has not been on the field before in terms of an actual game. So I liked what I saw out of him. Alex Delton, I think, has certainly improved as a passer from what he was a year ago. Still some work to do with the decision-making aspect of things. He did throw two interceptions in this game, but I was excited to see what he could do because you knew that he was going to be asked to throw the ball a little bit since you really can't utilize the quarterback run game in a spring game. So Alex Delton throws 33 passes in this game, completes 21 of them. I thought that that was a pretty strong showing, and he just happened to do a nice job running the ball as well, even though it was only two-hand touch to get him down. He gets 78 yards rushing and a touchdown. So some positive things from Alex Delton and from Skylar Thompson. Thought overall a pretty big positive for the quarterbacks. As far as the rest of the guys on the offense, I liked what we saw from the receivers, especially Isaiah Zuber, Corey Sutton, Isaiah Harris. And what stuck out to me, what was really positive for me, is that those guys looked like they belonged on the field. And none of those three are one of K-State's top two receivers. As I just mentioned, Byron Pringle not in the game, Dominique Heath not in the game. So I didn't know if they would be out there looking like guys who had that capability of being a starter, but they really did. They looked comfortable. I mentioned that they looked like they had some good chemistry with the quarterbacks, whether it be Skylar Thompson or Alex Delton. That was very encouraging, and I think that K-State at the wide receiver position is as deep as it has been in a long time. Maybe it doesn't have that top number one guy like a Tyler Lockett, but they have, I would say, at least three or four different receivers that are all very capable of having 100-yard receiving games if they are called into that kind of position. So, Mitch, bringing you in on this, I really liked what I saw from K-State's quarterbacks and receivers. It wasn't all positive, but given the injuries and everything that we had to take into account, I thought there was more good than bad that we saw out of K-State's offense.
I had a tough time really trying to figure out, because I was there watching the whole game, trying to pay attention as best as possible. And I know Coach complained a little bit about, not really complained, he just wasn't happy with the wide receivers as much because the quarterbacks had to scramble quite a bit. I thoroughly enjoyed getting to see the quarterbacks scramble because that showed off, you know, some of the speed. Obviously, the speed Alex Delton has. Skylar Thompson got to move a little bit. I thought Skylar was kind of – it was Skylar Wright that got robbed because it was two-hand touch or whatever.
Right.
He was robbed of a touchdown.
He would have had a touchdown, yeah.
But he still got to move. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I would actually kind of agree with Coach a little bit with the wide receivers a little bit. I think we saw early on the ball from Skylar Thompson was just a nice play by Isaiah Zuber.
Yeah.
He made that play happen. It was just a jump ball and Isaiah got to it over, I believe it was Duke Shelley, who was in coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isaiah Zuber had a great series.
Yeah, well, and Corey Sutton, and I would put Corey Sutton in that category. Harris. Sutton,
that's right. He had the four catches in that series.
Isaiah Harris, you know, there's two really good Isaiah wide receivers on this team that we're going to have to sort out, but all three of them I thought were more positive than negative for sure.
I think I was thinking of Corey Sutton the whole time. But anyway, right. But moving on after that, I didn't really feel that I was watching a lot of wide receivers having a big day until Carlos Strickland hit the field. I thought he took took advantage of his time. Let's put it that way, because he didn't have a ton, but he did mm-hmm. he did get out there and make worthwhile. I was just very happy with the running backs, if anything.
Yeah, I was just about to get into that. And Carlos Strickland did get you a few points for your fantasy team. It was not enough to win our spring game fantasy competition, and I have to mention that I won, and that's the only reason I bring it up is because I won, and I basically won it squarely on the shoulders of Alex Delton, who scored 21 points all by himself in that game. That did make it more entertaining for all of us, I think, to pay a little bit of attention to that through the course of the game. But you mentioned the running backs. Alex Barnes was Alex Barnes. He was very good. It's hard to really give him a definitive grade because of the injuries. Like I mentioned, a couple of K-State's top offensive lineman not in action. Will Geary not with the team right now. So K-State's defensive line is still in flux a little bit. But I thought he looked solid. Justin Silman looked like the clear number two guy at this point in time, in my opinion. And Mike McCoy had a couple of strong runs in which he ran more like a Daniel Thomas, you know, with a higher center of gravity, but just running over people and daring people to come up and hit him. And I like seeing that out of him. So I thought that the receivers were more positive than the running backs overall, but I think that the running backs were solid.
And you didn't really see a ton of blitzing from the defense, at least in my opinion. You didn't really see a whole lot of that, so there wasn't a big challenge with that. But if anybody could just go back and watch the film of what I saw was the offensive line making beautiful pockets for the quarterback. You could see it form every time when that pass rush would come, and the quarterback, if it was Alex Delton or Skylar Thompson, was able to just sit there and survey while the middle of the field opened up and the offensive line created a beautiful pocket. I was almost memorized at times about how well it was done and how well both sides, offensive line, was able to hold their own.
And on the defensive side of things, again, with a short show today, we kind of have to give the cliff notes of a lot of this. And I do think that when John gets back tomorrow, maybe we can get into it a little bit more in depth. We have some more audio to share with you from after the spring game as well. But on defense, I thought Ian Rudzik was a guy that emerged kind of out of nowhere and did a very nice job as a linebacker. And again, that position is very in flux. We don't know exactly who's going to lock down those spots, but I thought he did a nice job. Bronson Massey, defensive lineman, defensive end, you can really put him anywhere. He had a couple of sacks in this game, and I thought that he looked pretty good as well. In addition to guys that we just expected to play well, I thought that, Sam Sizelove did a nice job, Jade Kirby, and DJ Reed. I mean, we expect them to play pretty well, but I was looking for those guys that are in the kind of on the cut line for being a number one or being a number two, emerging and being those guys to kind of showcase their talents more than anyone else. And there were a few of those players on the defensive side of the ball as well. We're going to go ahead and just make this a shorter segment, go to our first break here. When we come back, we will get into the addition that K-State made to its basketball roster over the last 24 hours. So K-State now has a complete roster, bringing in an interesting name, a guy that played a year at Utah, then went to JUCO, and so now he's coming in. He can play immediately. He's got 3 years. Can he fill the role of DJ Johnson? That's what K-State is asking him to do, at least to a certain extent, because they definitely needed more size on this roster. We'll get into that next on the game.